We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Boston Sports Superfan.
What's up, Nick?
Yeah. All right, Tom.
She's on the beat for a new generation of sports fans.
What is the Justice League? Is that the same thing as the Avengers?
I like this lady that you have on the line. She makes a lot of sense.
Tell her what you wish now.
Now I wish he fell.
It's Fitzy and Mego.
Name of this show should be Off the Rails.
Your narcissism is ruining the program.
I'm sorry. I'm a disaster.
Fitzy and Mego on WEEI.
Scoobies! Yeah, buddy! Let's kick the caps! Show Tom Wilson what for. We got something for you, Tommy. No offense, Big Z. Love you. Black and gold. Let's go. You ready? This is the exact opposite of how we started last week, Megan.
I'm scared. You're like possessed by, I don't know. You're possessed by the spirit of Sully, of Sullivan's Tap.
There's a reason why I played the character and or am called Fitzy. I'm feeling it right now. Hello, everybody, and a happy Saturday to you. This is the Fitzy and Mego Experience today from 1 to 3:10 p.m. on WEEI and all across the WEEI Sports Radio Network. We're on until Red Sox pregame at 3:10 and, of course, at 4:10 in the p.m. You'll have the second installment of Halos at Red Sox 2021 right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. I'm your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens sitting alongside the fabulous and talented Miss Megan Audelini, and we would like to invite you guys to join the party. 617-779-7937, and the text line is available for business at 37937. As I quickly set the table, Mego, 2 o'clock today, my pal Reese Waters from WAD, 980 The Team in Washington, D.C., calling up so we can get pumped up for Bruins Caps tonight. I'm not a big hockey guy, but I got to tell you, because this is one of the best new rivalries in Boston sports, I am freaking fired up for game one tonight.
I'm so excited just to have a rivalry, right?
Yes.
Like, I love having a rivalry. And it's like, we got a couple different rivalries going on. We're definitely going to talk about Brady. And knowing now that he's coming back to Gillette in week four, we're definitely going to talk about that rivalry that we have going with our
sneaky good thread
man.
By you. It's a sneaky rivalry Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. And I love it because, you know, we're not going to talk about some other leagues where there aren't rivalries because they don't care.
Well, but I mean, you've got Tom Brady. You got Brady versus Belichick. You have Tom Brady Sr. versus
everyone.
I
want one of those T-shirts that says Tom Brady Sr. versus everybody. Please,
I know
make
the guy
it.
Who makes New England versus everyone.
Can we make those T-shirts?
No, he can't because they're actually really good friends. He used to swing by the office all the time.
Why?
My buddy Marlon, I love Boston Sports, and hook up Brady
it.
Sr.
Tom Brady Sr. can go out. I would love him to call into this program. He's allowed to say whatever he wants and bring attention on from everybody. I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. I love it. Call in. Tom Brady Sr.
I once met him. The man is I've met him twice. He's an absolute
gem. He's a class act.
Oh, what a class act, a gem, amazing human being. Gave me one of the five greatest hugs of my life. Just a tremendous man. But We'll debate. Was that innocuous or was that inciting this week?
Brady Senior
call
versus everybody.
Brady Senior versus everyone. We've got other rivalries. Bruins versus Capitals. And, of course, the Celtics versus winning.
The Celtics versus success. It's a dark rivalry, but it's become a tradition here in New England.
And your Red Sox are the best team in baseball. Let's go, Dylan. By the way, your producer, Dylan Mitchell, on the other side of the glass. If you do give a call and choose to partake in today's two-way sports talk radio, be nice to Dylan. He is a proper and classy, gentle friend. So we begin, like I said, we got pumped up for the Bruins. We will go full hockey tilt at 2 o'clock when Reese Waters from Team 980 in D.C. calls up to stoke the flames of Caps versus Bruins. But we begin, Mego, with the topic du jour. Still, it's what's on everyone's mind. If only still we could be at more bars. If it was greater than 25% capacity, we probably would have a little more hubbub and buzz. The Patriots schedule came out well in advance of when it was supposed to come out. Now, apparently, there's schedule tampering season because it came out 7 hours early.
Great job. It was all leaking everywhere.
Great job on that. Sidebar, I found out when the Brady game was a full 24 hours in advance, and then I couldn't say anything. That was a tough one to sit on.
How did you contain yourself?
Yeah. Who told you you couldn't talk about it?
Well, if I say that, then that I burn that, and now I'm really screwed.
It seems like they're not letting you leak your information anyway.
All right, fine. It was Giselle.
Okay. Wow.
So, schedule's released.
Giselle versus throwing the ball and catching the ball.
It's G versus basic pitches in Brookline. And there's a couple interesting stretches, but let's just get right to it. Week 4, 'tis Ragnarok, the war to end all mankind. Brady versus Belichick, the most highly anticipated game, regular season since 2007 when the Pats went to Indianapolis, undefeated to take on Peyton and the Colts. But now of all time, highest ticket regular season, they're averaging over 10,000 for the 100s. The 300s are up to 1,700 at this point now. People are legitimately running GoFundMe pages to try to get 300 level tickets. I mean, it's mass hysteria. And we have 142 days until this game. I just wish it was tomorrow. So I just want it to happen now because I am a mess about
You need
this.
One of those little block calendars that you buy at like the paper store or something where you can turn the block each day to count down to Brady's return.
No, it needs to be an advent calendar that has like Xanax behind every door so I can just calm myself. So I can just like get a grip. Like I don't know what to do. Like I feel sick to my stomach at the idea of seeing Brady come back in someone else's uniform.
But you've already seen him in that uniform.
Not
at home.
Not here. Home. This is his house.
I will say, so I put out this poll 3 days ago when the game was leaked. With the Patriots schedule seemingly leaked, who do you want to win in Week 4, Patriots Bill or Bucks Brady? And 17% of people said they wanted Brady. Now, got 1,000 results in that poll, but people were like, is this a real poll? Who would say Brady? 17% of people said Brady. So I think some people are still
1 in 6
excited by Brady's success that he had elsewhere, unhappy about the way that he left the market, and are Team Brady.
I would not be surprised. Just the idea, just the sheer idea that there will be in that stadium, his former home, where he became a legend, there will be hundreds, if not thousands, of TB12 pewter orange and just white Bucks jerseys. That's awful. And two, by results of your poll with over 4 digits of response, there may be like 1 in 6 Pats fans rooting for Tampa to win that night to prove a point to Belichick and also pay tribute to their chosen one, to the GOAT, to the greatest person that they've never met in their lives and probably never will, but brought more joy to this region than, you know, Sam Cooke, or Jim Cooke, George
Cooke.
Washington.
Great.
The musician great Sam Cooke brought so much joy, really. Underrated talent. I mean, my God, I named a kid after Brady. He's my favorite athlete of all time. He just has done so much. You can't ever thank him enough for the joy he brought, the relevance that he brought to this region, but I can't root for him again. I'm a Pats fan. I can't root for him that night.
And
Dylan, I mean, I'm a mess.
Brady's going to be around for a couple more years. The Patriots are going to be around for decades and decades. God willing. Mm-hmm. So you got to pick your side here and think about the long game. But I'm curious, with the schedule, when the schedule leaked or when you heard when that game was going to be, how did you feel about the position in the Patriots calendar? Because I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like a week four matchup.
All right. Okay.
And I can get into why, but I'd like to hear what you think.
Talk to me, Goose. All right. Well, here's why. I had the same response you did. I had the same response to the first game, the Miami game, that I did to the Bucs game. Really? Like, I didn't go like full, like, it's Pat from SNL, like,
Not really.
But I wasn't great. I didn't love it. Now, I'll explain later when we go through, like, the interesting periods, because there's a couple of interesting runs in this, three particular runs on the schedule that I love. But in terms of week four, I wanted the game to be like early November. I think that's when everyone thought it was going to be. Sweeps period. Week 9, week 10, huge, like real football weather. Belichick says, and Brady says the same thing. Hence why they were hive mind in the greatest marriage in sports, if not football history. That's when you get to know your team. That's when especially with these weird off seasons. But why is it week 4? The NFL actually did Brady.
I know.
And they did the team. And his fans here are solid. I truly believe this. The 1,156 yards that he needs to break the all-time passing yardage record will be broken most likely that night in front of his original fan base, his forever Patriots, his family, or as he calls us in the tweet, his high school friends. So that's going to be awesome because I don't think I think when he comes to the field, there'll be a 2-minute pregame video. He'll wave to everyone, maybe raise his cap, but he'll still be super competitive Tommy. And then there'll be a big Brady chant. The game will happen. Third quarter, he breaks the record. They stop the game. Then there's just like 5 minutes of just like applause, tears, screams, whistles.
I wonder if he
fingernails breaking, grown men crying.
I think he's going to be emotional. He's an emotional player, which is part of, he's very focused. He's very controlled, but he's also emotional. You know, you look back to that footage from that first Super Bowl with him and Teddy Bruschi, and, you know, he's losing his mind. I think...
Headbutting Drew Bledsoe in the tunnel.
Yeah, I think he will be overwhelmingly emotional because he hasn't been back. He hasn't been back. It's different. It's different. It's like, you know, when you go back to your college for the first time, your college campus after you've graduated, and you look around and you go like, oh, this used to be my home.
Or how about high school once you go to college?
Yeah, and everything looks kind of smaller and different, and you feel nostalgic. I mean, he spent 20 years here. There's no way that he doesn't come back here and get emotional. Otherwise, he is a robot.
I mean, I would love to see it. Will his competitive juices that night, which you know are going to be turned to 11, will they be so cranked up? Will he be so hyper-focused, so dialed in that he can't even allow himself to be emotional and enjoy the moment that he earned from the fans that he cultivated and grew and made and brought such joy to for two decades? Is he going to be so geeked up like he was like to start all the Super Bowls? He never has good first quarters in the Super Bowls, except, of course, when he doesn't play for the Patriots and he plays against a crappy or broken Chiefs team in his home stadium. Is he going to be so dialed in like Super Bowl 46? He has that first pass, gets the they got the safety in the end zone. You know, which Brady's going to come out and how are we going to respond? See, there's so much to discuss here. 617-779-7937.
I think it's going to be really emotional. I think it's going to be emotional for everybody because, especially coming back, it's still going to be early in the NFL season. And this NFL season is going to be out of control. Mm. I bet you the ratings, the TV ratings, having fans back in the stands, having Gillette full again, opposed to the absolute silence that we were treated to all last year being at that field. It's going to be overwhelming. And I think him coming back, playing in front of the crowd, playing in front of a full crowd, the emotions are just going to be running so high. I'm so excited for it. But I think week four is way earlier than I wanted to see it happen. I wanted it to be a cold weather game at home, and I wanted it to be when the team has a sense of who the team is. And Belichick's teams never know who they are before, at least after week six.
Oh, after Halloween.
Always
after Halloween. And that's the Chargers game. I believe that's actually week 8 on the slate. And then thus we get to another great run, weeks 9, 10, and 11. I'd like to talk about that. as well as the other stretches of the Patriots schedule that I love. We'll get to Brady Sr.'s comments and more in the first hour here of Fitzy and Mego. 617-779-7937. Are you already too pumped and jacked for your own good? Are you hype? Is there hysteria? Are you a mess like me? And are you disappointed the Brady matchup is that early in the calendar? Let's go to line two. David in Weymouth, or as I like to call it, Weymouth. Hey, what's up, buddy? I'm a Braintree guy. What's up, South Shore?
South Shore by my wife. East Boston by my parents. So
South Shore by marriage.
I'm an East Boston kid.
All right.
Yes, I'm an East Boston kid through and through. But this whole Brady game, it seems to be everything's Tom, Tom, Tom. And when Belichick gets mentioned, like on the previous show, it's how Belichick's going to be disgruntled and what Belichick has to prove. Why does that seem to be the way? Why doesn't Bill get the credit for this great defensive mind that's going up against Brady in this game? And why isn't that the conversation? Why is it always going to be negative towards Belichick?
Because that's how a lot of people around here feel, David. Tom Brady is that's the sex appeal. He's the true star power. He's a transcendent figure, not only in New England, but in football and all of sports. Bill Belichick, to me, I was just thinking about this on the drive in today, David. Mego, tell me if you disagree. Bill Belichick is still the biggest star in the New England sports scene. It's not Cam. It's not Tatum. It's not Alex Cora, although Alex Cora is making a name for himself being a star in the Boston sports scene. And it's not Patrice Bergeron or Tuukka Rask. Taylor Hall would like to enter the chat as well. But Bill Belichick is and does deserve. We're going to talk about him more, but it's just the idea, David. You can bring David back up. David, to me, it's the idea of the most favored son, the greatest athlete in New England sports history, and his coming home party. And by the way, Gronk's also coming back, and he hasn't gotten squatola for mentions this week.
I see that, but to me, this is a kung fu snatch the pebble from my hand moment that we're going to see. Who truly is the great master? Does Belichick come up with a defense? Funny, Gilmore didn't go away. Some of the stuff I'd like to hear 4 weeks of, you know, come up to the game to talk of this great defensive mind that's going to take on Brady. I think that this game, if you think Belichick's coming in here disgruntled and not with a chip on his shoulder, I mean, this is his greatest challenge as a coach ever, is it not?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's his greatest challenge ever. And David, I'll leave you with this. It is way too early to be making predictions. We have 20 weeks and 2 days. I'm calling for a defensive struggle. I'm calling right now a defensive struggle. This game will be won by a field goal. There's my too early prediction.
I just think Bill just doesn't get the credit for how great Bill is now because Tom left.
I couldn't agree with you more, David. Thank you so much for the call, friend. Appreciate that. Go Braintree. It's better than Weymouth.
People are talking about Brady so much because he left. People are talking about Brady because he's the ex. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's right. People are very focused on
Brady.
We're
still married to Bill.
This is the Brady game. But to his point, I think that Bill going into this, of course this game is on his calendar, circled with a big red marker, of course. But the way that I think that Belichick sees his place in the Patriots dynasty is that he's not tied to Brady. Mm-hmm. I think he feels like Brady was the quarterback who he respects very much and got him through all those Super Bowls.
Yes.
And I'm climbing inside Belichick's mind right now, which is a dangerous place to be.
Oh, it's creepy, but it's gorgeous. It's like the Maesters. But it's like the library in Game of Thrones.
I think he sees Brady as one of many players who were instrumental to getting him the Super Bowl wins that he got, whereas the rest of the region sees it as Brady versus Belichick, who's responsible for the dynasty. I don't think Bill sees it that way. I think Bill sees himself as the captain of the ship. Mm-hmm. I don't think he sees Tom Brady as being his first mate through it.
Holy smokes, would you look at these responses on the text line. I love the passion that is building up underneath the skin and in the beautiful minds of Patriots Nation. 37937, if you guys would like to weigh in. 774 says, Mego, Brady never cared about the Pats fans. You're way off. He cares about himself.
That's ridiculous.
I couldn't disagree with that more. 978, F. Bill. He's a rhymes with pick. Here we go. 207 says, Amena, who are you kidding? They don't care about the record. They care about the ratings. This is, of course, why the NFL scheduled it there. They couldn't run the risk of Pats being terrible if it was week 14, hard disagree. The Pats are not going to be terrible.
Also, if the Pats were terrible, I think there are plenty of people who would like to see Brady go in and thrash Belichick, if that's the way that they see it. I mean, you can't really...
That's good theater.
That's the thing. You can't really miss with this game. There's so much drama and emotion around it. It doesn't really matter as much where you schedule it in terms of ratings and stuff like that, because you can't miss. Like, people are dying for this. People are salivating.
They're frothing. Yeah. Champing at the bit, if you will.
But
that's how you say
crazy
it.
Brady didn't care about the Patriots.
Oh, that's nonsense.
Come on.
Things got a little chippy later on because of Guerrero and because of negotiations and whatever, and egos got in the way. It's too bad. Usually it's the words that get in the way, but that's your only 80s power ballad reference you'll get the rest of the day from me. Thank you very much, everybody.
Right.
Yeah. how about this one? 401. If Brady wins, he'll be the only quarterback to have defeated every NFL team. Interesting take from the 617. I'm praying both Belichick and Brady are 0-3 going into that game. This pseudo rivalry is as insufferable as they are. I can't pray any harder for both teams to be busts.
How is this a pseudo rivalry? This is not a rivalry that we're making up. These guys worked hand in hand for 20 years to build the greatest dynasty in the NFL, if not in professional sports. I mean, come on. It's utterly ridiculous to call it a pseudo rivalry. There's no way that you can't tell me that both of them were waiting to see when this date was going to be on the calendar.
It's been on all of their minds, just like it's been on all of our minds. And if you were listening to Ken and Curtis earlier, A, your edible arrangement is on the way, but B, you know, during the Ben Volen football hour, they were discussing the fact that Brady was a dominant topic in the locker room last year. You know, when Tom Brady wasn't here and Cam Newton was the quarterback of the team. So if they're talking about it, obviously we're talking about it. And you guys care as well. Let's go to one more quick call before we catch you guys up on sports news. Let's go out west. Brian in California. Hey, bud.
Hey, what's going on, Fitzy? How you doing?
I'm doing great, pal. What's on your mind?
Not too much, dude. I just wanted to weigh in on the Brady Belichick thing. So, look, who is Brady not beat? It's Cam Newton, and we got Cam starting. I think this is like the perfect checkmate match for Brady versus Belichick. Cam Newton's going to throw it in there. I think, you know, he'll pull it together. And I don't know. I'd rather see Cam against him than Mac right now. So I think it's going to be a freaking awesome matchup, dude.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Brian, I love it. This is a nice alternative take, because nobody wants to hear from me or anyone else who says that Cam Newton, A, will be the starter to begin the season, and B, is going to be a little bit better this year. And yes, Brady has never beaten Belichick, and he's not beaten Cam.
Let's get a little salty.
Yeah.
Let's get a little salty on this. Let's see. So who's Brady want to see? He doesn't want to see Mac. He wants to see Mac, because Mac's the new guy. What's Brady's record against new quarterbacks?
All of the wins and zero defeats, just like Belichick's
100%.
Is. Hence why Zach Wilson should be. Yeah.
He puts him back in daycare.
Like, I can't beat him.
Go.
This is going to be one of those ones where I can't wait to see the look on his face. And when we smash him in, we'll beat them handily, 100%.
Oh, wow. Confidence for breakfast this morning way out in Cali. I like it. Brian, call soon and often and take care, buddy. Appreciate it. 617-779-7937. God, so many different, so many angles to this. So much drama surrounding this. And again, it's Bruins playoff night. Bruins.
Oh, yeah,
Caps.
We will get to that, too, I promise.
I
promise we will talk Bruins, but right now we're just hyped up on the Brady coming back. I think it's going to be something that we are focused on for 142 days.
You think?
So.
And if you happen to have missed Tom Senior's comments earlier this week on fashion, we'll play those for you when we come back, and I'd like you to weigh in, Mego, as well as you, the fair listeners to WEEI. Were they innocuous? Or were they insightful? 617-779-7937. Let us catch you up on what's going on in the wide world of sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back to Fitzy and Mego on EEI.
The schedule came out last night, and I started salivating when I saw that we play the Patriots in the fourth game of the season, and that we're coming up here to make our record 4-0 after the fourth game. So it's a pretty fun time. We expect to beat the Patriots rather handily.
One of my heroes, Tom Senior, appearing on the Zolak and Bertrand program earlier this week with the comments heard around Boston, New England, and Patriots Nation, salivating over the game. We're expecting to come up there and beat New England pretty handily. Wow, that's Fitzy and Mego here on EEI. How'd you feel when you first heard those words?
Surprised. Because, we heard from Tom Brady Sr. when it was leading up to the Super Bowl. Tom E. Curran had him on Quick Slants and on his podcast, and he was very, reserved, very diplomatic about how they were feeling going into the Super Bowl and how happy he was for his son having the continued success. So that to have him come out and directly address, yeah, we're going to be 4-0 and we're coming for you and we're salivating. It's like, oh, it's like, uh-oh, this is going to have some fallout. All right, got to expect Tom Brady Jr. is hopping on the phone and saying, Dad, stop calling into radio programs and reporters. Dad, we all do that with our parents at some
point. Mom, you're embarrassing me. Dad, don't.
Especially as you reach adulthood and you have your parents, they're off doing whatever they want. And it's a role reverse where you call and you're like, you can't say that. Or thanks for saying that. Now I'm going to be answering questions about it for the next 3 months.
Oh, awesome. You brought up my ex-girlfriend in front of my new one at our first get-to-know-you dinner. That's great. Thanks a lot, Mom. Do you not read what my eyes are saying to you right now? Look, I didn't think it was in any way hurtful or harmful.
It's quite candid.
Tom Sr. can't help but be candid. It sounds incredibly like the older Tom gets, the more he sounds like his dad.
Oh my God, they really do sound like
each other. For a second, I did actually think we were hearing from the goat right there himself. He's candid. He's full of candor, and he's very, very proud.
He's full of candor.
Yeah, he's full of all this. He's full of all the important CAN words. But he can't help but be proud. He's so proud of his son. He knew this was going to end poorly. He said it umpteen times. He was never shy about letting people know he thought Brady would end up finishing his career elsewhere. He didn't want him to. He loves the Patriots organization, loves Mr. Kraft. He does love Belichick as well, has his issues with both. But by and large, he'll forever love the Patriots the same way his son does. But he's his dad. What is he supposed to do?
Not call into radio shows in Boston when they live in California. And he's like, hold on, I got to call in. I got to tell you how excited I am. It's sweet. He's very excited. It makes for great radio for us. But now Tom Brady is going to be answering questions about this even more so for months and months. Was your dad talking on your behalf? Did you and your dad talk about it? How long have you and your dad been looking forward to this? Are you also salivating?
He's a dad. He can't help it. Are you kidding? He's supposed to be proud. He's supposed to be in his son's corner. Maybe he's giving a little too much, bulletin board material. I don't think Belichick gives a flying Foxborough flip about it, personally. He knows Tom Sr. He knows he flies off the handle, all the important C-A-N-D words. But to me, I thought they were innocuous. But I heard from some Pats pals, some people that work certain places, and wrote to me, and they were like, did you hear Tom Sr.'s comments? Whoa, Mr. Brady. And I went back and listened and thought,
It was mostly good-natured, I thought.
I thought so, too.
It's not like he was coming in and he was like, this is revenge. We hate Foxborough. It ruined my son's life. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's not like he was on horseback and rode by the castle and was like, you'll have one night's warning to get all the women and children out of here before we burn it to the ground. Like,
lock up your wives and daughters. I think it was
on that night,
fine.
We choose violence.
I just think TV12 has to be pissed that now he has to continually answer questions because his dad volunteered to call in and give his excited opinion. I think he's got to not be loving that.
Mego, you nailed it on the head because Brady Jr., a.k.a. Tom Brady, the GOAT, does get mad when his dad flies off the handle and sort of speaks for him. And he's actually gone out of his way to ask him, like, Dad, can you stop doing that? And what does he do? Calls up a radio station in Boston. This is fun. I know a lot of you are on hold. I just want to get this one real quick. Bob in Hyannis, fun take. What do you got?
I'd love to hear Tom Sr. call up every single week. He could be low-key, respectful, and give his point of view, and I would love it. Now, I also would love, like, the manager of Gronk, his WWF manager call up and say something like about the game that's coming up, and he goes, I predict pain. They get the speed, they get the style, they get the strength, they get the agility. You pay, McMahon.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. You know, Cape's got a different energy about it. That's what I love about it.
There's a fantasy going on there. I wasn't sure if I really followed it, but I'm glad that Bob is excited for the game, too. Yeah, because we don't really talk about Gronk's coming back. Part of that is because Gronk, let's be honest, you know, I love Gronk. It was really fun to see Gronk in person last week. He made that huge, wonderful donation to
great.
The Esplanade for a playground. But Gronk's not exactly the player that he was. For the most part, when he was in New England. Now, he had a pretty good playoffs and Super Bowl, but mm-hmm. he's not playing at the same level that Brady continues to play at in his old age. Gronk's got a lot of wear and tear on the engine.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I know people have a lot of problems with the way that Gronk left the Patriots in a bind at that tight end position and the time of the calendar he did. But I think for the most part, Gronk, you know, you can't stay mad at that guy.
I tried
to. Look at that face.
I did. I'll be honest. Between the two, that one bothered me more, the way that Gronk sort of came out of retirement and matriculated his way down to Tampa Bay and the Gronkaneers were born. But in the end, now that they've had the success and they're happy, like, I'm not going to continue watching Tommy and Gronky webisodes on at Buccaneers.
No.
But am I happy for their success? Is it great that they can continue playing and that they've had such joy together? Sure.
Happy Gronk makes me happy.
Happy Brady makes me happy. That's why drunk Brady on the boat. That's why tequila swigging Brady. That's why, you know, still playing so well at an advanced age Brady does bring me a certain modicum of joy. I'm just not going to be able to experience it on October 3rd.
I bet you Gronk does not have a good game in Gillette.
No.
I bet you he doesn't. I don't know why. I'm not basing that on anything other than he has a lot of wear and tear. He looked very slender last week.
Yeah.
He looked really light.
But you made a great point a minute ago that it's a different Gronk we're seeing now. He's almost like a pitcher. It's like Pedro Martinez whenever he lost his fastball.
He looked like Chris Sale. He was so
Well, maybe not
so
that thin.
He was thin. I was surprised because, you know, mm-hmm. I covered him back when he was with the Patriots in his last couple seasons. And he had been trending towards slimming down because he was doing a little bit more of that TB12 method stuff anyway and carrying less weight. But he looked really slender to the point that one of my friends who's a news reporter had never seen him in person other than on the field. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, my God, he's so much smaller than I thought he would be. And I was like, well, he didn't used to be that skinny. He looks skinny.
His game has evolved. The smashing and dashing Gronk from 2011 to 2014 just isn't there anymore.
Like bionic arm Gronk?
Yeah, that bionic arm Gronk, like multiple surgeries, like broken back Gronk. He obviously had to change his game. And they used him very wisely last season, throttling him up towards the end of the season when they needed bigger catches. And obviously, he had an incredible postseason and my least favorite sound drop of all time from Super Bowl 55. Two teddies. Let's go line one. Ralph in Cranston. How are you, pal?
Hey, guys. Look, this is a big... First of all, Tom Brady Sr., that's a typical proud father. It was nice he called in. And mm-hmm. I, we feel the same way, a lot of us, about Brady. We love Brady, but we're Patriot fans. But anyway, I don't think you're going to see an emotional tear from either one of these two guys. What made Belichick and Brady so special, one of the things, of the many, is that they overcame emotion in the game. Big games, they were at their best. But I've got to tell you, one thing we're overlooking, if we look at these two teams, especially over the long run, is, you know, Tampa was pretty healthy last year. They've got a lot of old players on this team, leading with Brady. Now they got a 17-game series. Who knows if that's going to happen? You got a lot of older players on this team, and I think New England's ready for injuries and everything. Look, we have depth everywhere as a whole. I don't know, but the game itself could be different, but I'm still a Patriot fan. Go Tom Brady every time, but other when you play us.
Thank you very much for the call, Ralph. Good points. I hadn't really considered Mego, as everyone has said time and again, like, oh, Tampa's going to run it back, prohibitive Super Bowl favorite because of the veteran roster playing together last year, getting better as the season went on. But, you know, there's a Devin Bush, and then they're like Godwin, Mike Evans. They're not old, but they're experienced. I mean, they're only fifth, sixth-year guys. I still think
the D-line's pretty old.
Yeah, the D-line is old. The linebacking core, like, Levante, you know, Levante David. The secondary is much younger, obviously, with Carlton Davis, Winfield. It's a mixture of, I think they're actually a perfect team. Well, it's a great mixture of veterans and youth.
And I think the bigger thing here, because it's week four, is that team has serious continuity, which is really important in the NFL. And so coming back from last season, they can run it back because they have so much of the same team. Like, whereas the Patriots are really going to be working out who has chemistry with who on offense, the communication on defense. They're going to be working out. They have a whole new roster, which is a good thing for them, but they're not going to know each other in week four. They're really not. I mean, you learn a lot about people in training camp, but that's not the season.
Let's see if we can keep some of that great Cape Cod energy flowing. Peter on the Cape, what do you got, guy?
Hi, guys. Good show.
Thank
you.
Okay, this is for the boy from Cali. I listened to his comment, and I'm a New Englander, and I've been a Patriots fan all my life. But the thing that people don't understand is Brady gave us 20 years of being in heaven. I mean, so the boy from Cali, we call that on the East Coast, California dreaming, thinking that the Pats are going to beat Tampa Bay.
So you don't think the Patriots have a chance of beating Brady when he comes back?
Not a shot. Brady's going to shred that defense like he's never shredded anything before. You got to believe that he's coming back here. He's insulted that Belichick threw him out. He threw him to the wolves, and he made a point by going to Tampa Bay and going to the Super Bowl and winning it. So does anybody in their right mind think he's coming back here to lose?
Well, you know what? I agree with you that I think Brady's going to come back, whether he is stoic like some people expect and robot Brady, or whether he is very emotional. He's going to be coming back guns blazing. And if there's in any way that he doesn't show up to the game, oh my God, is that going to be a big bruise on his face?
It ain't going to happen.
I mean, like, that would be just like egg all over
Peter,
his face.
Peter, Tom Brady's whole thing is he never plays to lose. He always plays to win, and nobody's a better winner in sports, maybe aside from a Michael Jordan, if you will, who is obviously compared to frequently and often than Tom Brady. He's going to be prepped and prepared. He could be a little geeked up. Don't put it past Belichick to find a way to do something to get even into the head for a moment of the guy who says he's got all the answers to all the tests. Thanks for the call, buddy.
You know what the biggest question to me is? Where's Brady going to stay?
Team hotel.
Where is he going to stay? You think he's going to stay in the team
I
hotel?
I have three guys ready to pull all the fire alarms.
I bet you he stays with a friend. I bet you that he has a friend who has a big old sprawling place in Brookline or Newton.
Back in his old neighborhood?
And he stays there. I bet you. Like, he
sleep over at Mr. Kraft's house?
There's no way that he's staying in one of the team hotels in Providence or whatever. Come on.
100%. He's a team guy. He doesn't want to not. He wants to be. They're
okay,
going to be
first 12. Of all, he's a team guy, but he's also a rich guy. And he wants to.
100%.
He's gonna stay
What's
with
wrong
one
with
of
a
his,
Radisson?
He's going to stay with one of his pals who has a membership at the country club.
Ah, who doesn't enjoy a good Renaissance Inn? Little Marriott.
He's going to have like the Secret Service with wherever he stays. Like the amount of security that's going to be following him
around.
Making sure nobody delivers him a Michael Jordan flu game pizza or something. Like it's going to be, he's going to have like the Greek or Roman leaders used to have where they have poison tasters for their food everywhere he goes. He's going to have like an avocado.
The president has the same.
Yeah, he's going to have an avocado sliced open and two men are going to taste the avocado before it enters his body. It's going to be a wild week when he comes here.
142 days to go. Oh, this place. Will New England survive? 617-779-7937. The phones are full. You guys are fired up. Our pal Reese Waters calls in at 2 o'clock from Team 980 in D.C. to help us preview Bruins Caps. Don't go anywhere.
More Boston sports talk now. This is Fitzy and Mego on EEI.
Look at Herb Dylan, huh? See, she loves her 90s hip-hop. She loves her 80s music, except Huey
loves
Lewis.
Folk music.
Loves the folk music. Mego's got it going on.
She's diverse.
She is. Yeah. We celebrate the diversity here.
Just
absolutely.
No Huey Lewis.
Oh, come on. And Van Damme?
What?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh,
she's
God.
Already
Don't
forgotten
start
about
that
him.
Again.
Dylan,
yeah,
by the way, Spitzy and Mego, we played California Dreamin' as a rejoin because we had a little war going on with a caller from California who said the Pats are going to smash Brady and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, that's where Tom Sr. called in earlier this week to Boston Sports Radio. But sidebar to last week's conversation about Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
No sidebars.
So, Dylan, I decided to watch one this week to see if it's still as good as I remember it. I went back and watched Time Cop this week.
Death Passport?
Murder Church. Yeah. So I went and watched Time Cop. Awesome concept, super cheesy, still a very entertaining movie. I nominate Time Cop, and I'd be curious, 37937, do you like Time Cop? And do you tell me, what do you think is the movie you would most like to see remade? Time Cop is begging for a good remake. Looper was sort of like one of those back in 2012, Rian Johnson's movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis. Excellent movie. Time Cop needs a remake. Good movie. A remake would, chef's kiss.
I'm afraid to respond to this because I think it's going to prolong the topic. I don't want to talk about Jean-Claude Van Damme. Again, going back to that caller from California, though,
yes.
Who said that he, you know, Brady hasn't performed well against Cam Newton in seasons past when Brady was the Patriots quarterback. There definitely is a different dialogue in other parts of the country about what happened here with Brady and Belichick and also what happened here last season with Cam Newton. And I think people in other parts of the country outside of New England have higher and more optimistic expectations for what happens with Cam this season because they didn't watch every single down of last season that Cam played. And that's not a shot against Cam. It's just like I hear that from people in other parts of the country saying, well, you know, the New England media is just against Cam and he had COVID and he had, you know, no off-season training and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, maybe we feel this way because we watched every single down and sat through every Zoom press conference and every radio appearance. And so, you know, we're coming at it with a much fuller data set.
I just
wanted to put that out there because I do hear that.
Yes. And excuse me for stepping on your verbal toesies there for a second. Let's remember when our friend Reese Waters from Team 980 in D.C. calls up in a few minutes to talk Bruins Caps. I'd like to also get his take on Cam and the Brady War to settle the score as well. I think that'd be a lot of fun. We are about to wrap up hour number one. Of course, this hour of Fitzy and Mego on WEEI has been brought to you by Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center. Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center. Let's take the first step together at youhaveus.org. That's youhaveus.org. Okay, we can probably take one more call. Oh, my God. Lines are full. You guys, I love this. Here we go. How about
Pats have huge edge? Let's do that one.
Where's that one? Right there.
Eric in New Hampshire.
Oh, Eric in New Hampshire.
I'm curious
very good.
What he thinks.
Eric, love to hear what. How do you think the Patriots have a huge edge over the Bucks in the war coming up in 142 days?
Well, my favorite dynamic duo of WEEI,
I first want to say a pet peeve, and that's whoever came up with the silly way of saying the call-in phone number, because the human brain groups phone numbers in groups of three or four. So whoever came up with 7797937 is goofy. I vote for saying 617-7797-937.
No, that sounds weird.
That just threw everything
that
off.
That sounds totally weird.
Oh, my God. You just, like, shook up the snow globe of my mind, Eric.
Scrambled.
That was a hotter take than his Pat's one.
That was scorching. All right, now
I don't even know what happened. did you just read your social security number on here? What was that?
Eric, give us we're up against the clock, and then we got an interview coming up in just a few minutes.
I think that the Patriots are going to eat Tom Brady's lunch because Bill Belichick intimately knows Brady's strengths and weaknesses after working with him for 20 years. Brady has not faced a Belichick defense in 2 years, and there's lots of new players. And I think because of that, I think Belichick is just going to eat him up. So there you go.
He practiced against it, and iron sharpens iron, and maybe that's part of what helped make Tom Brady so great. But that's a good point by you, Eric. Thanks very much. Thanks for calling 617-7797. 937.
It sounds like that you added like four sevens. Like that, like the whole number is just a bunch of sevens. It sounds so weird. Never do that again. I'm sorry. It's a nice idea, Eric from New Hampshire, but it broke my brain.
Oh, that broke my brain too. Let's try to put our brains back together. We're going to be joined momentarily by my buddy Reese Waters from Team 980 Sports Talk.
Oh, my, see, your brain broke.
Now
to preview the Bruins. The Bruins-Cavs game, the road to the Stanley Cup,
you know,
begins tonight.
You steer the rest of the show. I'm done, obviously.
I don't know. Are you drunk right now?
No, I wish. Believe me. I got a fridge full of vitamin C's at home that are just calling to me like a siren right now, and I need them. 617-779-7937. Reese Waters joins us. Hour number two of Fitzy and Mego coming up. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.